This is chapter 39 of Nectar Devotion, Ways of Meeting Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami has completed his description of reverential servitude and separation, a yoga. Chapter 39 begins with the description of reverential servitude in meeting. When Krishna and his devotees meet, the meeting is technically called yoga, or linking up with the Lord. This is page 311. To be united with Krishna is called yoga. And this yoga is of three types. There are three ways of meeting with Krishna. One is called siddhi, or perfection. Second is tushti, satisfaction. And stiti, steadiness. Sometimes mentioned as residence. Srila Prabhupada writes on page 311, such meetings between Krishna and his devotees can be divided into three classes, namely perfection, satisfaction, and steadiness. In utkantita, the devotee longs to meet Krishna for the first time. Siddhi, or perfection, occurs when he is finally successful. Siddhi is also described as seeing Krishna after being in the condition of anxious longing. In Vyoga, the devotee suffers from Krishna's absence. When the Lord finally returns, the devotee experiences tushti, satisfaction. Tushti means the satisfaction of meeting with Krishna after separation. When one is reunited with Krishna after separation, Vyoga, it is called tushti, or satisfaction. Stiti occurs when the meeting with Krishna is steady and constant, not prefaced by any type of separation. Sometimes stiti is described as to live with Krishna, or to live together with Sri Krishna on a steady basis. It's called stiti, which means residence. Now there'll be examples of the three from Nectar Devotion. Siddhi, perfectional meeting. My dear King, as soon as Akrura, the chariot driver, saw Lord Krishna and his elder brother Balaram in Vrindavan, he immediately got down from the chariot, being greatly afflicted by affection for the transcendental Lord. Akrura fell down upon Krishna's lotus feet to offer respectful obeisances. This illustrates Siddhi because it is the first time that Akrura met Krishna. Tushti, meeting and satisfaction. When Lord Krishna returned to his capital Dwarka, the inhabitants said, "Dear Lord, if you remain in foreign countries for so long, we shall certainly be bereft of seeing your smiling face. Upon observing your face, we, your eternal servitors, become greatly satisfied. All the anxieties of our existence are immediately mitigated. If we cannot see you because you are long absent from Dwarka, then it will be impossible for us to live anymore." This illustrates tushti because it refers to reunion with Krishna. When Krishna returned to Dwarka, out of ecstasy, his servant Daruka forgot to offer him respects. This is another example of tushti. Stiti, steady meeting. Those who steadily experience Krishna's association for extended periods are enjoying stiti, steady meeting. Prabhupada writes on page 312, when a devotee is ultimately situated in association with Krishna, his position is called steadiness in devotional service. Rupa Goswami illustrates stiti with a verse from Sri Hansa Dutta. In this book, Rupa describes how Radharani feels faint and separation from Krishna. Lita Sakhi draws fresh water from the Yamuna. Arriving at the Yamuna, Lita sees a beautiful swan swimming downstream toward Mathura, Krishna's newfound home. She asks the swan to carry a message to Krishna, informing him of Srimati Radharani's plight. The swan wants to know how to recognize Krishna. So Lita Devi describes that he is always surrounded by certain devotees, especially Akrura, who would be talking to the Lord, and Uddhava, who would be massaging his feet. Thus, the book Hansadutta shows Akrura and Uddhava as devotees enjoying sthiti, Krishna's constant association. Now the anubhavas of reverential servitude in meeting. Prabhupada mentions two anubhavas of reverential servitude in meeting. One, devotees situated in the transcendental rasa of servitorship render their particular service whenever there is an opportunity. Two, sometimes they sit down in front of Krishna to receive orders. Is Dasyarati a genuine rasa? Some say that reverential servitude is not a genuine rasa. They say the stahibhav of reverential servitude cannot be stimulated to ras because there is a lack of appropriate vibhav. Prabhupada mentions that some persons are reluctant to accept this level of devotional service as actually bhakti yoga. This opinion is faulty, however, and Srila Rupa Goswami quotes two verses from Bhagavatam to clearly depict reverential servants experiencing all varieties of vibhav. And that can be seen, page 312. Sometimes devotees engaged in bhakti yoga cry from thinking of Krishna, laugh, become jubilant, talk in uncommon ways, dance and sing, and sometimes they're actually engaged in Krishna's service, and they sit down silently, as if absorbed in trance. Now, Gaurava Priti, familial servitude. There are two moods of Dasyaras, one which we've been discussing, Sambrama Priti, and the second is Gaurava Priti. Rupa Goswami describes Gaurava Priti also involves a respectful attitude toward the Lord, yet it can involve more intimacy than Sambrama Priti, because a Gaurava Priti devotee sees Krishna as his personal protector and maintainer, like a parent. The devotees in this mood feel utterly dependent on Krishna's mercy, as sons feel dependent on the father's mercy. Indeed, Gaurava Priti devotees are often one of Krishna's sons. Dependence on Krishna's protection is one of the symptoms of Gaurava Priti. It is also one of the six symptoms of surrender, Sharanagati, mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada comments extensively on the six processes of surrender. Gaurava Mahi Priti is the mood of those who have the abhiman, or the mentality, Krishna should take care of me, nourishing and maintaining me. When this priti is nourished by the corresponding vibhavs, anubhavs, sattvic bhavs, and vyavachari bhavs, it is called Gaurava Priti Ras. It's defined in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Liyabhimaninam Krishne Syat Pritir Gauravottara Sabiva Badibi Bhushta Gaurava Pritiruchate. Priti, or affection for Krishna, which is found in the sons of Krishna who cherish the conception of being brought up by Krishna, or those who consider themselves as younger brothers and so on, is called Gauravottara Priti, affection characterized by reverence one has toward an elder. The Vibhav. These are the Vibhavs in Gaurava Priti. The Vishayalamban, the object of familial servitude, is Krishna. Rupa Goswami describes the form and qualities of Krishna that stimulate familial servitude. Krishna and his wards and dependent servants are the Lamban or Vishaya Lamban of this ras. Nectar Devotion, page 213, describes Krishna's form. When Krishna was residing in Dwarka, some of the elderly members of the Yadu family would occasionally put some important matter before him. At such a time, Krishna would carefully give attention to those matters. And if there were some humorous topics mentioned, Krishna would immediately respond with a smiling face. Sometimes when Krishna was executing his duties in the assembly known as Sudharma, he would ask the elderly members for good advice. Krishna's qualities. Krishna is manifest as the supreme spiritual master, the supreme executive head, the superior intelligence, and the supreme power, protector, and maintainer. The Udipans of this Gaurava Priti Ras are Sri Krishna's parental affection and gentle smiling. Chapter 40, Reverential Devotion of Sons and Other Subordinates. This is a continuation of Gaurava Priti Ras, the Vibhavs, Ashraya Lambanan, the devotee as a reservoir of familial servitude, Dasirati. There are two types of Gaurava Priti devotees. One, Kanishta, those who are respectful to Krishna in the mood of a junior, and two, Putra, those who are respectful to Krishna in the mood of a son or similar family member. The Ashraya Alambana of Gaurava Priti Ras are the Laila Bhaktas, means those who are reared, nourished, or cared for by Krishna. Those who cherish the conception of being juniors and those who consider themselves as sons of Krishna are both known as Lalya Bhaktas. Sarana, Gada, Subhadra are principal among those who consider themselves as juniors. Pradyumna, Charudeshna, Samba, and other Jarukumars consider themselves as sons. Sri Pradyumna is chief among the Lalya Bhaktas. Devotees of both kinds, namely Sambrama Prita Bhaktas and Gaurava Prita Bhaktas, always serve Krishna with a reverential or respectful attitude. The servants at Dwarka, Aishwarya Gyan, or knowledge of Krishna's majesty, is predominant. In the Laya Bhaktas, Sambandha Gyan, or knowledge of one's relationship with Krishna, is predominant. The Brajanugas never consider Krishna to be the Parameshwara, or Supreme Controller. The residents of Vrindavan are devoid of Aishwarya Gyan. They consider Krishna to be the son of the king of the cowherds, Gopuraj Nandan. Nonetheless, they are aware of Krishna's opulence and power at having obtained victory over Indra. They do not consider this power to be due to Krishna's being the Parameshwar. Rather, they consider it to be simply some extraordinary ability. Page 315, Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada writes, true reverential devotion is exhibited by persons who think themselves subordinate to Krishna and by persons who think themselves sons of Krishna. Principal Gaurava Priti devotees. The principal intimate subordinates or juniors are Sarana, Gada, and Subhadra. The principal sons and relatives are Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba. Their bhakti. Rupa Goswami describes the devotional mood of Krishna's sons. When Krishna's sons dined with him, they would sometimes open their mouths for Krishna to feed them. Sometimes when Krishna would pat one of his sons, The sun would sit on Krishna's lap, and while Krishna was blessing the sun's head by smelling it, the other sons would shed tears, thinking how many pious activities he must have performed in his previous life. The foremost Gaurava Priti devotee, Pradyumna, the son of Krishna and Queen Rukmini, is the leader. Pradyumna's form and bodily features resemble Krishna's exactly. Pure devotees of Krishna glorify Pradyumna because he is so fortunate, like father, like son. Pradyumna's mood of devotion. My dear Prabhavati, just look at the head of our family, Sri Krishna. He is Vishnu himself, the supreme driver of Garuda, and he is our supreme master. Because we have become so proud and confident of his protecting us, we sometimes do not even care about fighting with Tripurari, Lord Shiva. A subtle distinction. There are Gaurava Priti devotees in both Dwarka and Vrindavan. Awareness of Krishna's opulence captivates the Gaurava Priti devotees in Dwarka. Consequently, they are somewhat more distant than the Gaurava Priti devotees in Vrindavan. Prabhupada explains. The servitors in Dwarka always worship Krishna as the most respectable and revered personality of Godhead. They are captivated by Krishna because of his super excellent opulences. Now the Anubhavas and Gaurava Priti Ras. The basic Anubhav is an expression of subordination to Krishna. Prabhupada explains. These feelings of subordination are sometimes manifested as Anubhav. To sit on a lower seat in Krishna's presence, to follow the dictations of the guru or elders, to accept responsibilities given by Krishna, and to give up self-willed behavior are the Anubhavas of Gaurava Prita Ras. There are other Anubhavas which the Lalya Bhaktas share in common with other Dasya Bhaktas. These include offering pranam, frequently remaining silent, shyness, modesty, following the orders of Krishna, even to the extent of giving up one's life, keeping one's head lowered, steadiness, refraining from laughing or coughing in Krishna's presence, and desisting from talks of Krishna's confidential pastimes. Jiva Goswami comments that there is no possibility whatsoever of the Siddha Lalya Bhaktas discussing Krishna's confidential pastimes. This restriction is mentioned herein only for the sake of present-day sadhakas who have adopted the mood of Lalya Bhaktas in Gaurava Priti Rasa. The basic Anubhav of Gaurava Priti is an expression of subordination, as we mentioned. Sitting on a lower level than Krishna, accepting the burden of responsibility for Krishna's daily activities, renouncing activities that displease Krishna, and displaying gravity in front of one's superiors. An example of sitting at a lower level, page 316. The demigods came before Krishna. Krishna's sons, instead of sitting on golden chairs, sat down on the floor, which was covered with deer skin. The sons used to offer their obeisances. They were silent, submissive, and gentle. The Sattvic Bhavas and Gaurava Priti Ras. All eight Sattvic Bhavas described previously are found in Gaurava Priti Ras. Rupa Goswami illustrates Sattvic Bhav in Gaurava Priti by citing Cupid. I can read that. As an example of how Krishna defeated Cupid. On one occasion, Cupid came to visit Krishna. At that time, one devotee spoke to Cupid. My dear Cupid, due to your great fortune, you have placed your eyesight on the lotus feet of Krishna. Now the drops of perspiration on your body have become frozen, and they resemble Kantaki fruits. The beauty of Krishna's lotus feet stunned Cupid so much that his entire body froze up, including his perspiration. So here, Cupid manifested ecstatic perspiration, swayed, and becoming stunned, stumba. Vyavachari Bhav. All the Vyavachari Bhavas mentioned for Dasya Sambarama Priti Ras also apply in Gaurava Priti Ras. The Yadu princes are an example of jubilation. Harsha, page 317. Pradyumna is an example of self-disparagement. He said, page 317, my dear Samba, you are such a glorified personality. I have seen that once when you were playing on the ground, your body became covered with dust. Yet our father, Lord Krishna, still took you up on his lap. But I am so unfortunate that I could never get such love from our father. When Pradyumna was young, he was taken away from home and did not return until he was an adult. He thus laments having missed the opportunity for intimate childhood exchanges with his father. Staivav. Rupa Goswami defines Gaurava as a respectful attitude toward an elder based on a sense of bodily relationship. Gaurava Priti is thus the affectionate attitude of a junior family member. This Gaurava Priti is the Stai Bhav of Gaurava Priti Ras. The veneration that arises toward an elder due to bodily relationship is called Gaurava. In Gaurava, one has a conception of belonging to someone, and one thinks, he is my parent, elder, or maintainer. Priti, which means affection, or the affection towards Krishna, which is characterized by this type of veneration, is called Gaurava Priti. This Gaurava Priti, manifesting itself in the heart of the devotee and then pervading his heart, is the Stai Bhav of Gaurava Priti Prita Ras. When Gaurava Priti is augmented and attains a particular state, it is called Prem. When Prem is further augmented, it attains the state of Sneha. And when Sneha is enhanced, it attains the state of Rag. The conditions known as Ayog, separation, and Yoga, meeting, and their various subdivisions described previously are found in Gaurava Pita Ras, Sakya, and Vatsalya Ras also. Another explanation. Gaurava refers to the relationship with Krishna based on the conception, Krishna is my father by bodily relationship, or Krishna is my guru. Gaurava Priti is affection with full absorption towards Krishna, with the sentiment that Krishna is nourishing and maintaining one. This is the Stai Bhav of this Ras. Prabhupada explains on page 317, to regard Krishna as one's superior is called reverential feeling, and when, in addition to this, a devotee feels that Krishna is his protector, his transcendental love for Krishna is increased, and his combined feelings are called reverential devotion. Rupa Goswami illustrates the Stai Bhav of Gaurava Priti, quote, in this reverential devotional attitude, Pradyumna never talked to his father in a loud voice. He never so much as unlocked the lips of his mouth, nor did he ever show his face filled with tears. He would always glance only at the lotus feet of his father. Stages of Prem in Gaurava Priti. Gaurava Priti Rati can heighten to Prem, Sneha, and finally Rag. Prabhupada summarizes, when this steady reverential devotion increases further, It is called love of Godhead and reverential devotion. Attraction and affection are two prominent symptoms of this stage. Steady reverential devotion indicates Gaurava Prita Rati. When that Rati, quote, increases further by encouragement from the appropriate bhavas, it heightens to love of Godhead, prem, attraction, rag, and affection, sneha. Prema. At the level of prem, one's love for Krishna never diminishes or wavers, even if there is a justification for it to do so. Krishna's younger sister, Subhadra, illustrates this point. She was informed that Krishna had failed to protect her son Abhimanyu on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Still, her deep love for Krishna never wavered or diminished. Arjuna, her husband, told Krishna, "Although Abhimanyu was killed almost in your presence, Subhadra's love for you is not agitated at all, nor has it even slightly changed its original color." Sneha. Sneha has two characteristics, a melted heart and, two, an inability to withstand a moment of Krishna's absence. Rupa Goswami illustrates Gaurava Priti Ras at Sneha by citing Pradyumna, who once approached Krishna bashfully with tears in his eyes, a symptom of a melted heart. Rag. His love that transforms happiness into distress and distress into happiness. Page 318. Whenever Pradyumna was ordered by his father to execute something, he would immediately execute the order, taking the task as nectarian, even though it may have been poison. Similarly, whenever he would find something to be disapproved of by his father, he would immediately reject it as poison, even though it may have been nectarian. Separation and meeting. Yoga and ayoga. Yoga and ayoga also apply in Gaurava Priti Ras. Ayoga, separation. Utkantita and Gaurava Priti Ras. Pradyumna said to his wife Rati, "The enemy Sambara is already killed. Now I am very anxious to see my father, who is my spiritual master and who always carries the conch shell Panchajanya." As previously mentioned, Pradyumna was taken from his father at infancy. In this statement, he has grown to adulthood and is on the verge of being reunited with his Krishna. Thus, Pradyumna exemplifies a Gaurava Priti Bhakta who longs to see Krishna for the first time, Utkantita. Viyog and Gaurava Priti Ras, separation. When his father was away at the Battle of Kurukshetra, Pradyumna said, "Since my father has left Dwarka, I do not take much pleasure in practicing fighting, nor am I interested and any kind of sporting pastimes. And what need is there to speak of these things? I do not even wish to stay at Dwarka in the absence of my father." Now, yoga. Meeting. There's three types. Siddhi, perfectional meeting. After killing Shambharasura and returning to Dwarka, Pradyumna achieved the perfection of his long-cherished desire to be reunited with his father. Tushti, meeting and satisfaction. After Krishna returned from Kurukshetra, the joy of Tushti overwhelmed all his sons in Dwarka. When Krishna returned from the battlefield of Kurukshetra to his home in Dwarka, all his sons were so overjoyed that out of ecstasy they repeatedly made many mistakes. Stiti, constant meeting. Every day Pradyumna looked over Krishna's lotus feet with tears in his eyes. Rupa Goswami does not explicitly describe all the Vyabhachari bhavas for each facet of union and separation. He has already extensively described the topic in connection with Sambrahma Priti, The intelligent reader can apply the same paradigm to Gaurava Priti. Srila Prabhupada summarizes, these signs of reverential devotion on the part of Pradyumna may be described in the same way they have been described in the cases of other devotees. This ends chapter 40.